We are continuing with the 10th Mishnah of the 3rd Perek of Pirkei Avot. The Mishnah begins citing Rabbi Dostai, Rabbi Yanai, Mishnah Rabbi Meir. Kol shochech davar echad b'mishnato, ma'ale alav ha-katuv, ki'ilu mitchayev b'nafsho. That one who forgets even one thing of his Torah learning, Scripture regards him as if he has endangered his soul. So this language on the surface seems to be quite harsh. So the way the Bar Tanura understands this, he says there's sort of two theoretical possibilities in terms of understanding the severity of the Mishnah description. So the first is, he says, Shelo chazar aleha, ma'ale alav ha-katuv, gil mitchayev b'nafsho, shemitoch shichachato hu ba'al hatir et ha-isur, v'nimtzei takala ba'al yado. Right? In other words, he's saying that if a person doesn't study his material properly, doesn't do proper review, so somebody comes to ask him a halakha question, so he may make a significant mistake, and therefore he's being punished basically for not taking his learning seriously, and by extension, possibly ruling erroneously when it comes to a formal halakha question. That's sort of one model. The second model, inami ki'ilu mitchayev b'nafsho, the fi she'otah mishnah haita mishmarto, v'achshav she'shichacha eino mishamarto. So again, this gets back into a theme which we've seen many times in our study of the Mishnah, that is the question of divine providence. So again, the Bar Tanura, which seems to be advocating a heavy providential model, assumes that Torah learning does have the potential to generate metaphysical protection, and therefore the assumption here is that every piece of Torah you forget, in a certain sense, loses its protective power over an individual, or I would say differently, individual loses his relationship with the protective power of that specific piece of Torah. And therefore, the model here assumes that if a person doesn't review his studying, it's not only significant in the real-world halachic sense, but it has metaphysical consequences, which by extension may have real-world consequences as well. The Mishnah continues, and it says, quotes a pasuk, Shinem araki shamer lecha ushmar nafshecha ma'od pentishkach advarim asher u'inecha, right? It quotes the verse. It says, only take heed and guard your soul very carefully so you do not forget the things that your eyes saw. Raki shamer lecha ushmar nafshecha ma'od, I'm sorry, yachol. So it says, that's the verse, and it quotes the limud, like the analysis here, yachol afilu takfa alav mishnato, right? So a person may think, right, that this ruling of the verse applies even to one who finds the studies too hard to remember. Right, therefore, the verse adds, right, Talmud Lomar upen yasuru milavavcha kol yemei chayecha. Right, that lest they be removed from your heart all the days of your life. And the Gemara, sort of the Mishnah of Mezidrasha, based on that, it says heino mitchayev benafsho ad sheyeshev v'yasiram belibo. Right, you're not injure your soul until he deliberately removes the teaching from his heart. So again, the second part of the Mishnah, in a certain sense, qualifies the first part, because the first part assumes that if you ever forget anything, you're sort of liable for it. But the second part of the Mishnah says, no, it doesn't mean that a person, you know, just forgets accidentally, right, or a person, for example, is sort of not able to master the material. But the way it's articulated by the Tosfos Yom Tov, he says, klomar sheyeshev v'yifanet libo levatala. Right, uvazeh yisiram milibo. Right, that again, a person just wastes time. Right, if a person just wastes time, so by extension, whatever he studied will be forgotten. And for the Mishnah, according to the second half, is not necessarily talking about the challenge of, you know, Torah retention in the abstract. It's talking specifically about doing our best to make sure that we retain whatever it is we study. And the Mishnah basically gives some advice and says that if a person just wastes his time, and by extension, forgets whatever Torah he learned, well, there can be consequences, whether halakhic consequences, metaphysical consequences, depending on which interpretation of the Mishnah you go with. But the reality of life is that, you know, people do forget things, and it's ideally we would remember everything, right? But in order to really sort of get to a space where we really remember what we study, we have to review it many times. And therefore, the Mishnah encourages us to review as much as possible, but the actual sort of angle of negative consequences is only if it's active. It's only if a person is sort of actively wasting time and by extension sort of forgetting the Torah that he learned. Another way to think about this in terms of thinking more broadly about the Mishnah here talks about the importance of memory, right, of remembering the Torah that you study. Right? So why is that? So again, we mentioned before two interpretations, one the Bartanura and the second also quoted in the Bartanura. I think another way to think about it is that the Mishnah sort of acknowledges that the nature of Torah study is that it's supposed to frame a person's mind and by extension frame a person's character. Right? So if a person forgets the data that he learned, it's not only that he forgets sort of how to behave in a specific halachic context, right? But sort of the whole way in which he views the world is shifted. And therefore, the goal of Torah learning is to sort of see the world through a new pair of glasses. And in order to make sure that the glasses that you're wearing are always Torah glasses and always glasses that are sort of impacted by the values of the Torah, you have to make sure you don't forget the material, right? Because the material is not just about downloading the data into your brain. It's about being moved and transformed by the material itself. And therefore, every time you forget something, in a certain sense, it's mitchayev b'nafsho, right? In other words, one way to interpret it is literally that you're liable for your life. Another way to imagine it is that you sort of created the non-ideal you, right? Because again, in order to create the best you, so you have a responsibility to make sure that the Torah learning becomes the medium through which you see the world, right? And therefore, if you forget Torah learning, by extension, you forget an element of the virtues taught by the Torah. By extension, you're less virtuous. And sort of that's what the Mishnah is sort of focusing on here. Again, three ways to imagine the Mishnah: the beginning, the metaphysical, thinking about the protective power of Torah, at least according to Bartanura. The second, the halachic, real world, that you forget Torah, you can sort of start making erroneous decisions in terms of halachic adjudications. And the third possibility is to think about it more in terms of consciousness, about the way in which Torah sort of frames your identity, and therefore forgetting the Torah, right, in a certain sense, is sort of reorienting your identity away from a Torah-centric model. Looking forward to continuing with the next Mishnah.